Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 274. And this is a Chaser Show. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard. And joining me in this episode is my friend Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Nard.
Okay. All right. So this is a different kind of a chaser show because it's just me and Jeff. Ray is in Comic-Con right now as we speak. I'm kind of jealous, but we have a better trip here. Okay. So actually, this is a kind of an unusual recording because we're here in Jamestown. Yeah, where Michael and Jeff live, and we just wanted to visit them. Well, along the way, because we've been driving for the past 5 days already, and all the way from Texas to Louisiana to Arkansas to Tennessee. Okay, where else? Tennessee and St. Louis. Okay, I'm going through the states that we've been through. And Tennessee, St. Louis, Ohio.
St. Louis is not a state.
Sorry. St. Louis. We went to Missouri. St. Louis is Missouri. And what else? Ohio. Pennsylvania. And now in New York.
It definitely is more fun doing this with you. With you being
That's
drunk.
Right. Well, just Idaho, Indiana. We passed by Indiana, of course. That's right. So yeah, we've been Mike and I've been busy for the past few 5 days. And what's that? What are you doing? Is it the? Oh, okay. It might interfere. No, I hope not. Anyway, yeah, we're here at James and Jeff. Jeff's and Michael's house here in Jamestown, and we're just having fun here. Okay, before I go on, let's talk about today. It's been a busy day for us. We drove in to Jamestown around 6 o'clock in the evening, and we're with Jeff. So what have we done so far, Jeff?
Today? Let's see. Well, right.
Okay, let me say something first about your location. The GPS cannot find it, but Google Maps can do it. That's pretty much I could. It's pretty remote.
No, it's the other way around. The GPS can find it, but Google Maps can't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
sorry. Right. Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, it's just really hard to find, but we managed to get it. There's no, I don't know. It's just good to have a GPS these days, especially the iPhone. If you have the iPhone, and especially if you have a GPS, the iPhone 3GS. Okay, let's talk about today. What happened today?
Wait, let's see. You arrived around 6:15 ish, was it?
Actually, about almost 7.
Yes.
Yeah, we arrived around 7.
7:15, I think.
And nice. Then, yeah, it was. It's good to see you and Michael again, and we have to wait for him. And yeah, he was out for a while, and then we arrived and had a tour of the place.
And walked around outside.
Yeah, and oh my God, describe the outside first before we go in.
The outside of the house?
Yeah.
Rustic.
Very rustic. Yes, very rustic. It's very manly here. It's very manly. I like this place. It's the grass outside, the field was very very open.
Yeah, like 2 acres I think of land. Yeah.
Do you ever try frolicking in the meadow?
naked?
No.
Not yet, but I'm thinking about doing it in the rain. I think that might be interesting, like dancing in the rain naked or something.
Oh, okay.
Frolicking.
That kind of reminds me of an episode of True Blood. Anyway, yeah, there's an episode where there's this Sam Merlot was running around naked, but that should be fun. I would like to try running around naked. How's winter here?
Winter is beautiful. It's like all the trees are covered with snow, and you get like icicles hanging off the side of the house, and oh man, it's just beautiful. And there's no one around. There's no houses. You don't see other houses, so it's just I don't know. It's just very country cabin feeling in the winter. And then you got the fireplace going, and we put a pot of hot water, and it boils slowly, and then we put some tea bags of some sort of special scent or something, and it fills the whole house with it.
Oh,
and okay. Oh, it's just beautiful.
What if it runs out of water?
You get a burning smell.
You get a burning
smell. It goes from a nice smell to a burning smell.
Okay. But when you get that, it's not gonna flame up.
No, it's not. It's not. It takes like days for it to run out of water.
Ah.
Okay. So it's not like that fast. So.
All right. That's really interesting. I really like it here. It's very cozy. It's very cozy. It's like a real cabin, and it's very remote though. It's really way inside Jamestown. But we did go to Jamestown. Where did we eat today?
We ate at Forte Restaurant, which is I don't know, what would you call it? It's like a trendy hip restaurant.
Yeah,
it's really nice. It's got really good food. Love the food. What do we have? We had spicy mussels.
Spicy mussels. And I don't know if you guys listening, if you guys like mussels, but we really do like mussels here. And it's very nice. It's very good. It's spicy. It's got coconut sauce in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I really like mussel bears too.
Yeah. The mussel bears. You like mussel bears too. So do I. I like mussel bears. Mike's a mussel bear. Right, Mike? Anyway, yeah, so we did that, and we had the mozzarella
sticks with pesto sauce, which is very interesting.
Mozzarella sticks with pesto sauce. I've never tried that before. I did try it today, and it's very yummy. It's very good. I've only used pesto sauce for
dipping.
For dipping and stuff, and usually with pasta, but not really dipping mozzarella stuff. But that's a good experience. It's very good. It's very good. And then I had the oh my god, I keep forgetting the.
It's the fish.
Yellowfin tuna, yellowfin tuna salad. Yeah, that was good. It was very yummy, very flaky, very nice. Not flaky. How much would you got the pasta?
I got the seafood pasta, and oh man, most of the time when you have, you know, seafood anywhere, they never give you enough seafood. But Forte, I actually got sick of eating the seafood. It was like that much seafood and pasta. So
Really, you have mussels, clams, and shrimp, and that's very yummy. It's not Alfredo sauce, is it? No.
No, it was like a white wine sauce. But then there was that mystery vegetable. Remember,
Mr. Vegetable. But we had to have Michael and my mic. Try it out. We didn't know which one, what kind of spice it was. But apparently, they discovered it was a garlic.
Garlic.
A very slightly spicy garlic. Yeah, it was garlic, but it was not. It was very mild, they said. But I never got to try it. But it's okay. I'll take their word for it. it was a good. Good experience with the bar there. Yeah, and Mike and I had beers, and you didn't get any. You can't have any, right? Yeah.
No, I just don't want any.
Don't want any. Yeah, yeah. People are like that. I used to not drink beer, but of course, college came and working came. You really have to go along with it. Anyway, okay. After that, we went to the bar. We only went to one bar tonight.
Sneakers.
So, describe Sneakers. The bar.
Sneakers is basically it's like an old bar, but it's like a lesbian bar. It's the first time I went to it, there was like peanuts all over the place, like peanut shells all over the floor, which I was kind of shocked to see that, because I don't see that very often at bars most of the time. Mm-hmm. But it was really nice to see that, and how it was really laid back. You have a pool table, a dance floor, and you know, like a big round bar where, you know, everybody sits around. Yeah. It's a very diner like almost, kind of, and everything's made out of wood. So
this lady, I guess she's lesbian, right? She came to us. We were ordering our beers. And she came to us, hi, boys. Hi. We said hi. And I think we were four, five. We were only five guys there, and everybody else were lesbians. And yeah, the lady was very nice. The one with the Wendy's hair.
Mm-hmm. Wendy. The Wendy's
hair. She's got the Wendy hair. And she started talking to us. She's very nice to us. She asked what nationalities we were. And of course,
we were Vietnamese, right?
Yeah. Well, she didn't know, but the only words she knew were Vietnamese words. There, it says, "I love you," but she was trying to say it. But of course, we wouldn't understand it because we don't speak Vietnamese. And yeah, that's pretty much the conversation with her. And then she looked away and talked to her girlfriend. And then we had our beers and stuff. And we wanted to play pool, but we couldn't play pool because two other girls were really busy playing with him. So, okay. All right. But it's kind of interesting that you can park on the curb.
Yeah, we were parking on the curb. The first time Michael did that, I didn't. I was like, I swear we were going to get a ticket.
Yeah,
but it's really weird to park in there. It feels like it's the sidewalk, or the grass part.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. It's like it's an actual parking space, I guess.
So the rule is, according to Michael, is as long as you park not on the street and not on the sidewalk. So you're still in the curb, but you're not blocking the sidewalk. As long as you do that, you're good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess it's. That's how it is in Jamestown. Oh, in Jamestown, we went around. We saw the Lucille Ball playhouse.
Childhood house.
We also got to see the childhood house.
Where she grew up.
There's nothing indicating that that's her house. Lucille Ball. I mean, I would imagine there's some kind of a big sign saying, you know, this, you know, like a historical marker.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a, Lucille Ball's house. This is her first house or her... A house that she grew up in, because we were in Arkansas and we saw
Bill Clinton's
house, his first house, and well, the where he was born, and the second house. He's got even, and they were marked as historical markers. Well, I think we'll see a Ball's
pretty historical.
Pretty historical, right?
Which president was she?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, she's the president of comedy back in the day. So
well,
I don't know.
But even then, I'm surprised that the people that are currently living there aren't like milking it either, because they
I know.
Could, right? Yeah, you would think that they would put a sign up and start like maybe charging admission and then making money off of that. I mean, that would be interesting.
I don't see why not. You know. But with famous houses like that, what people do is they rent it out. Yeah, that's right. People would rent it out like a bed and breakfast. Some would do that. I know some people in Martha's Vineyard would do that. If you're hearing steps come upstairs, this is pretty sensitive, so it might be picking up the signal. Yeah, so yeah, that's Michael doing a dance upstairs. He's doing the woodchuck.
That's the one and only dance he knows.
That is so cute. Okay, some other news. Actually, in St. Louis, I met up with Woofer and Robert, and they are working on hibernation. So if you go to showmebears.org, everyone listening, they're setting up a hibernation on November. So we will have Robert on the show very soon, probably sometime next month, to talk about hibernation. Yeah, I'm looking forward to do that. I told them I'm going to come and... Yeah, it's in November, so we have time. Well, it's best for you guys to register early if you want to go. They're expecting about 350 to 400 people coming. So I think that's an estimate. I think that's the number they've been getting for the past few years. So that'd be a great time to go in November. There's no other bear run in November. That's the only one. Hibernation.
No, wait. There is one. Isn't that when they have the Lazy Bear... it's like a cruise? Is it a cruise?
Oh, it's a cruise. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess it's okay. They can do that, too. It's a... I don't know. The Lazy Bear in August.
Isn't that when the Lucky Bear won, too, in Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas in November?
Hmm. I think. I don't know when they have
it. Well, it is cooler. I guess it's... Is November cooler? I guess it is.
It depends on what hemisphere you're in.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, okay, so, well, we pulled up our Chaser Show questions here. We have one. We're going to pull up just one for now, because we don't have a complete crew right now. Yeah, it's just us chasers here. Okay, so, Jeff, what do we have?
Okay, the question is, does your bear ever wish he was thin like you? How does that make you, the chaser, feel?
Let's ask our bears. I think they're looking at us. Oh, there you go. They want to be as thin as we are. No. Just nod or not.
Well, let's, for starters, we got to tell the people, our listeners, what our dimensions are.
Okay, let's talk about it. Yeah, okay, you start. Well, dimensions.
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 5'4", 110 pounds, and that's 28 waist, and I don't know.
28 waist?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
I broke 100 when I was in 10th grade, I think it was. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me see. I'm 5'3". I'm shorter than you are. I'm chubbier. I'm about 100... Right, I think right now I'm 165 now.
What? Yeah. 165?
Yes, I am 165.
You're okay. Shorter than me and you're heavier than me. Jesus.
I know. I feel like short stack bear now. I'm kidding. No.
Tim, it's hot.
It's hot, Tim. Hi, Tim. If you're listening. Anyway, okay, so... yeah, I'm short, and what's my waistline? I'm about 35 right now. I think I'm 35 right now. So yeah, I wonder if our partners would like to be as small as we are. They're nodding though. No. They don't want to be as small as we are. Well, Mike is. He's not either. See, they don't.
That's interesting.
They're nodding. Not interesting.
Because so, we always get those comments from bears, you know, you're so thin, you know, you're so, you know, and stuff, and like, I wish I could be as thin as you. Don't you get that sometimes?
Let me see. I've heard of people, I've talked to some people who really want to lose a lot of weight. And, well, let me see. As far as I know, the ones who I have been friends with, we've been close with, are really very comfortable with their size, whether they're big or small. And some of them, I've lost a lot of pounds. Let's say some of them are in their 250s now, and they're in their 190s or 200. So, and they're very comfortable with what they are right now, which is fine. I mean, if they're all thinking about their health, which is always good.
Very important.
And as long as you're active, if you can be a big bear, you can be a
big and healthy,
and healthy bear. If you're active, if you're having a lot of sex, or if you're probably, you know, just going to the gym a lot, to the gym, air quotes gym, okay. That, or you're running a lot, or you play softball, because that's what we would go to go for in I like watching in a softball game when we go to last time I was in Dallas. There was this bear team called the Roundup Diesel. They're a bear club. They're a bear team. And yeah, they're pretty good. It was distracting, like I said before. We played against them. And yeah, I didn't really play against them, but I was distracted.
Could you see the jockstrap line?
Yeah,
on their butts?
You can.
Ooh, nice.
You can see.
I love the bulge that it gives too, and then the tight, you know, baseball uniforms.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty hot. I like watching. I also see some pictures from who's Mikey Doggy. Mikey Doggy. Do you follow him in Flickr? He posts pictures on his Flickr page and in Bears from Chicago. There's this team. I think they're called Justice League. Just Us League of America, I think. Something. Just Us. Anyway, there's a softball team, and I think most of them are Bears. Also, they're Chicago-based. Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, and one of my friends or people that I friended on Facebook, Funky Bear Martin, it's interesting. He always posts photos about his softball team, and his is the Seattle Muffin Tops. And then they also put and Bottoms.
Muffin Tops and Bottoms. That's nice. They're from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
JD's in that group, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think JD plays.
I know JD plays, yeah. And I think he's B division or A division, that's for sure. But it's, yeah, one of these I'm going to see him play. I want to see JD play, Bear in Seattle. I haven't seen him online either. Have you ever seen him online? No. Oh, do you have comments? Do you have comments for today?
Oh, no.
No, you don't?
I was just looking up for another team. I was just thinking about Frank and Tim's team and, you know, what the name of their teams is.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, they're the Atlanta Mudcats.
The Atlanta Mudcats is where Tim is playing?
Or Georgia Mudcats, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty hot. Shortstop Bear.
And Frank.
And Frank also. They're playing with softball. Oh, no way, yeah. What site is this? This is your Facebook?
This is Facebook.
Okay. That is so nice. It's good to see Tim again. And Frank. Anyway, okay.
Do you
have another question? Or
no, yeah. I was going to say, going back to that
question. Oh, going back to the question, yeah. What was the question again? Chaser or Bear relationship? Does your bear ever wish he was thin like you?
Well, what I was going to say about that thing is it brings up an interesting thing, because, like, in reverse, you know, as being a chaser,
okay, let's talk about
do
that.
I ever, you know, want to be bigger? And personally for me, I'm a chaser, and I'm hairless, and I identify as a bear, and, but the thing is I've, ever since I was a kid, I've always desired to be big and hairy, and to me, that's hot, that's beautiful, and that's kind of what I want to be, and mm-hmm. But except the thing is that you can't choose your body, just as like transgender people can. So yeah. It's kind of an interesting conflict right there.
How about implants? Let's pump in some fat. Is there a way?
I'm sure there is, but supposedly if you pump fat anywhere into your body, it doesn't stay very long because it eventually reabsorbs. But I have done lots of research on hair, though.
Oh, hair.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about hair. Okay,
that's very interesting.
What did you find out?
Well, there are multiple, if I have facial hair, but I want it to be more denser and thicker, and I would like ultimately to grow a goatee, but I have more of like a Fu Manchu effect going here.
Uh-huh, that's right.
And it'd be nice to have some chest hair too as well. But like I was saying, I've done some research on like the different methods, and there's actually a forum out there. It's like a beard forum, and supposedly there are a lot of guys out there that are actually using minoxidil to actually grow, you know, facial hair. And there's other that are actually doing hair transplant, body hair transplant, and facial hair transplant.
What? Where would it come from?
I don't know.
Back of their hair?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't done that much research, and I think maybe a cadaver, I think.
Oh no!
I know,
really.
But that brings up even more questions, though, because the question is that let's say the cadaver is like, let's say 40, let's say, and let's say they died or something, and then, you know, eventually in 10 years later, their hair changes color because due to age. So the question is that if you transplant the hair, does your hair eventually change gray faster? I don't know. I think that would be interesting.
Well, it would. Usually white hair or gray hair is because of
melanin, isn't it?
Protein deficiency, maybe.
Wait, your hair goes gray because of protein deficiency?
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Or no, something? I thought it was a lack of some sort of chemical that starts with the letter M.
Okay.
I was going to say melanin, but I think that's skin cancer or something.
Oh, okay. Probably in the skin. But I don't know. But it's kind of gross. Get it from cadavers, though. Okay.
Yeah, but it's
no, I think you're desperate if you're gonna do that. No way.
Well, I mean, I think that there are other methods too, but I mean, the only
how about from a live patient, like a friend, like a hairy friend? Can you donate some of your hair to me?
Actually, I know a lot of bears that would be willing to do that because they don't like being hairy, so that they're willing to do that. But then I'm like, I don't know about that, because
how about their back hairs? Because some like to shave their back hairs. I know that's a waste, but some people don't like hair in their backs. Maybe they can provide donations with that.
Well, to all those bears out there.
Yes, maybe you can
give us a call.
From us. Okay.
We'll get the hair off your back, literally.
Yes. Look at my kiss nodding. Okay.
It could be on my face. That'd be
amazing. Look at that. It's going to be curly and everything on your face.
I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting, though. But the thing is that if you ever watch, if you ever look very closely or you study like hair growth on a bear, you ever notice the different hair patterns that it grows
yeah.
in?
I know Mike's so, like that, yeah.
Yeah, like some, like Michael on the side of his, like where his jaw was, what do you call it, where the jaw bone connects to your jaw, I guess.
Okay, yeah, the hair.
I'm tired, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But he's got like these two swirls.
Ah, yes.
It's kind of interesting, I call them like hurricanes of love.
Hurricanes of love.
Or furricanes.
Furricanes. Okay, speaking of furricanes, Mike's got some furricanes on his back. Ooh. That's what I like. And I brush it. I get them brushed, and then I brush his hair. Yeah, Mike's laughing. This is true. But anyway, wow, okay.
So you've brushed your bear. So have I.
Yeah. Hmm,
there's some chaser camaraderie there.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, okay. So actually, we have to wrap this up because we're going to close it. And it's really late. It's 1 o'clock right now. And what's going to happen to us tomorrow? We're going to
Niagara Falls.
That's the plan.
Maybe some buffalo wings, too.
Yeah. Tried some real buffalo wings from Buffalo, New York. That'd be awesome. Okay, so, guys, thank you for listening. And thank you, Bear Radio listeners, too. Yeah, call us or email us at nard@bearpodcast.com. And how do they contact you?
Oh, you can find my profile on bigmusclebear.com. My screen name is Mr. Panda Bear. That's the bear is spelled B-E-H-R. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to jeffreysdomain.com. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-S domain.
All right. We'll put the links on the website. Okay, guys, call us. Call us about your hair situations. If you would like to donate it to us. Call 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play the show. And what else? Yeah, go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. Okay, so thank you, Jeff, for joining us again.
Thank you, Nard.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.